I see.
Got it. I
Oh.
almost clicked leave meeting. You know how it says got it and leave meeting? I
Yeah.
almost clicked that.
I
Anyways.
see the first question, you're like,
Not it.
yeah. Bop, bop,
Anyways,
beep.
hello everyone.
Hi.
Welcome back to another episode of Beaker Bros.
This one's a fun one because Sonya and I were actually recording another episode and we realized we couldn't do it. So now this is our last minute idea, but we hope you guys love it because we've actually done this before. It's Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader with Sonya and Janoonie.
Whoop whoop. I think, you know what, this might be like an actual disaster, but I think it could be, you know what, it'll put us in our place.
To be for the viewers who don't know, Sonya and I, well, Sonya's currently finishing up her master's and I have my master's degree, so
We're women in STEM. Like if we like I feel like some of these questions though, like when am I going to need to know? I can't even think of an example of something like.
Remember, you know what this reminds me of? There was this quiz that you used to do at King's Mount that would kind of test our mental age or something.
Oh my God, the
Yes, and then there's
mocha.
the mental math part for you.
So bad. Oh my God. So for context, there's a cognitive assessment test called the Montreal Cognitive Assessment Test, and it's used for I think it's used for younger individuals as well, but it's mostly used for older adults to see their certain like whether or not they have a certain level of cognition and whether or not it's a cause for concern or whatever. So, and I was using that test as a part of my undergrad thesis. So we went around. asking each of our housemates to do this cognitive assessment test, and goddamn, but you know what? I think Dahlia did. No, Dahlia, I think she passed. Did I pass?
You
Did
struggled
I
with
have
mental
cognitive
math?
decline?
I think she struggled with the, you know, the recalling the words or something. Yeah, but you had cognitive decline.
Hold up. There's no way I had cognitive decline. If anything, my results would have been like super biased and I was close to perfect because I had administered that test. No, it wasn't.
The mental math was, I'm not gonna lie, that was
It was bad, huh?
yeah.
Oh, well, you know what? Hey, you know what? Not everyone's perfect.
That's fine. Some of us have cognitive decline at 21, others don't.
This is why, you know what? I never said I was good at mental math. This is why I have, you know, software to do it for me or little calculators.
We don't need that anymore. Why?
As I'm a quantitative researcher that has some understanding of statistics, I can't do math in my head. Sue me.
That's fine.
Sue me. Anywho.
Let's hope these questions you're able to get through. Okay.
Okay, do you want to ask me first?
Yes. Are we gonna do I'll do five questions and you do five questions or you wanna go five?
Yeah. You can start and then
Okay.
I'll ask you. Okay, children.
Gather around. In this episode, I'm gonna ask Sonya five questions, and she's gonna ask me five questions back. First question for Sonya is who invented the light bulb?
That's oh my God. Wait, stop. Wait. Thomas Edison?
Who?
Thomas Edison?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I was thinking
Nice.
Alexander Graham Bell, but no, it's Thomas Edison.
What is the longest river in the United States?
Okay. You know that Wendy Williams clip, "The Nile is a river in Egypt."
Yeah. Your husband is there. Oh no.
Anyways, to answer your question, it's the Mississippi.
No.
Well, I'm not American. Hold on. In the US,
In the US, longest river.
can you give me a first letter? Can I call a friend?
I guess which one do you want? A friend or the
Let me
first
call
letter?
a friend.
Okay.
Caitlin, do you want to be in this episode for like, you don't have to be in the actual episode. I'll just ask you a question. So for context, we have Caitlin here in the background. What is the longest river in the United States? I really don't know. Okay, for context, Caitlin too is a woman in STEM. And okay, yeah. So I'm just gonna go with a combination of both of our answers here.
Okay.
Michigan River.
You got the river part right. It's at Missouri River.
Missouri. Okay, I didn't know Missouri had a river.
Me neither. I don't even know where Missouri is. I know it's in the States, but I don't know where.
Do you hear the car alarm on the outside?
Not at all.
Oh, thank God. Cool. I know in Canada the longest river, I think it's probably like the St. Lawrence, or it's a significant river.
Oh.
I feel like it's probably the St. Lawrence River.
Is it? I was gonna say this one, these questions are very states-based. So I'm gonna fail. But here's the thing, because I was gonna ask you the question here, whose picture's on the $5 bill, but it's American, so.
Let me try to think this through.
Okay.
It's I know the guy's face. I know he has like a wild receding hairline. It kind of goes to like his shoulders.
The Americans are going crazy right now with this.
Who's the guy that like put the kite in the sky? Benjamin Franklin?
No.
Can you give me the first letter?
A.
Abraham?
Abraham who?
Lincoln?
Yes.
Okay.
Lincoln. Nice. That's actually pretty impressive. I would not have guessed that. Which planet in our solar system is known for its beautiful rings?
I'm going to go with Saturn.
You would be correct.
Let's go.
Which one of these is a mammal? A seahorse or a sea lion?
Seahorse.
You would be incorrect. It is a sea lion.
Don't seahorses kind of like shoot out, shoot out their...
Seahorse is a fish.
Seahorses, they lay eggs?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought they like birth like fully live.
Sea lions are like seals.
I understand that, but I thought like seahorses all like I know I guess I intuitively I should have said sea lion, but I thought seahorses are also.
No, because they're the ones that the male seahorses lay eggs, and they, you know, they're able to give birth because they lay eggs.
I really thought that like they pop them out live. Okay, well now I know.
Seahorse? Should we watch a seahorse giving birth? No.
No. I can imagine what happens there.
Okay. Bye, Darren. Sonia, you got three out of five questions right.
Okay.
One with an assist.
One also with an assist, and that was wrong too.
So you got one question right on your own accord. Bum, bum, bum.
Really?
I think. Or two.
Oh, okay, whatever. Janooni, your first question is... What is the hardest mineral?
Kryptonite.
No way you're getting this wrong.
The thing is, back in elementary school, I was really good at sciences, but the one thing that I really sucked at was rocks and minerals. This is my downfall. I am really bad at environmental sciences, so I need a clue.
Okay, what is...
Diamond.
Yeah.
Is it actually?
Yeah, it is.
I'm so good at this.
I was trying to look up, like, the carbon... I think it was, like, carbon 8 or carbon 12.
Oh.
I forget what the value of a diamond... I don't remember what it is, but anyways. But, yeah, you got it, though.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank goodness. Moving on. What is the clinical name for the thigh bone?
Femur.
Bingo.
Okay. It was either that or patella, but I know patella's not.
That's like the kneecap, right?
Yeah.
Next question. You got easy questions. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Oh my God. Da Vinci.
Da Vinci it is. Pew, pew, pew.
Fun fact. Okay. I saw Da Vinci last year. I mean, Mona Lisa.
Oh my God, I saw the Mona Lisa as well. I almost got kicked out of the Louvre.
I got kicked. I literally have a photo of me trying to take a 0.5 with the Mona Lisa. And I kid you not, the security guard, you can literally see the security guard coming towards me being like, nah. And like, I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, so there's me smiling, happy as ever.
Oh, you're close.
I got close.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, a hand comes by. And then I start to squirt away.
That's actually so funny. As you can see, this is me trying to take a 0.5, and then the security person is right there trying to kick me out, being like, no, you gotta go. I was like, oh, okay, never mind. So that is
like, I understand. I feel like that might have been the same lady that I saw when I was there. And anywho, but back to the questions at hand. The next question that we have here, two more left. Who is the author of the 1960 novel about social and racial inequality, To Kill a Mockingbird?
Oh my God, how do I not know this? And why am I saying Atticus Fridge?
That is one of the characters.
Oh my God, how do I... Can I get like the first letter?
H.
Can I get the first letter of the last name as well?
Okay, I'll do it like separately. Okay, for the hint for the first name is Selena Gomez's best friend in the show Wizards of Waverly Place.
Harper.
And then last name, the most common last name in the world.
Harper Lee.
Yes. Most common first name, I think, is Muhammad. Most common last name, I think, is Lee.
Really?
I remember seeing this. I may be wrong, but this was what I remember looking up. So if you have to guess someone's name, if you guessed Harper, or not Harper Lee, Muhammad Lee, you'd be like, kind of close. Or potentially, like probability-wise. Is it still Muhammad and still Lee?
It's Wang as like the
oh,
last.
Oh, it's Wang?
Name. And the most common first name is, most common first is Muhammad, yeah.
Okay, so it's now Wang instead of Lee then.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyways, that's that question.
Lovely.
Going, last question to ask you. It's another rock-related question.
Oh, God.
What are the three types of rocks?
Sedimentary.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get the letters of the other two?
One starts with an M. Made from like lava.
Yeah, I know. What's that word? Metamorphic. Metamorphic.
Yeah, metamorphic rock. And then the last one starts with an I.
Oh my God, I know this one. It's not igloo. It's igneous?
Igneous it is, yeah.
Well,
okay, well.
Did I pass?
Yeah, I think so. You did a lot better than I did.
Thank you.
I think this was probably the same outcome from like 2 years ago when we did this.
Okay. It's fine. Maybe next episode, we'll do the, what's it called? Mocha?
We'll do a session on the Montreal Cognitive Assessment Test.
Yeah.
There's no way I failed.
No, I don't think you failed, but it was a little.
But I think, I know math I did real bad, though. But yeah. I know I didn't have cognitive decline. I think I was, like, right on the cusp of it, though.
Yeah. I believe it. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. It was a little fun, a little quirky, but that's us.
That was terrible.
Okay, bye.
Rio, take that part out. Anyways, but yeah, thanks for joining us for another episode of Beaker Bros. As always, take care, team. If you have any suggestions for episodes, please let us know.
Bye.